You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
So with all my love for the music, I don't think I could rock and roll all night and party every day. I mean, I've rocked and rolled all night on several occasions, but at most I can party twice a week. Although, you know, the sorts of parties that happen during daytime hours are generally, you know, cookouts and things like that. So if that's true, I could ramp it up a little. And then, you know, also there's that brief period between the daytime partying and the all-night rocking, where I really think it should be said, for those about to rock, we salute you. In this installment, I'm playing rare music by French pop stars Jacques Dutronc and Françoise Hardy, and cuts by 7 Seconds and All and the Ugly Ducklings and others, in just what might be the most diverse set of time we've ever lost. So first, I usually don't play anything this commercial, but I listened to it this week, and I think this is a very entertaining song, and it's well out of print. In the post-Britney world, labels, they use studio projects to build these girl singing stars, and in 2004, they tried to make a star out of Katie Rose. She's a daughter of Kim Bullard, who's this session keyboard player, and he's played on a ton of different records, and he was in the band Poco. And so the songs on this record were all co-written by her and her dad, and he produced the record. And the album was called Because I Can, and it marketed Katie Rose as sort of a sexually precocious teeny bopper Liz Phair. And it made it seem like both that her father had sort of pimped her out. And then once they cleaned up the idea and coupled it with a TV show, this one sort of went down in the record books as a failed first draft of what eventually became Miley Cyrus. But here's the payoff. This record is not that bad, especially this cut. I think for what it is, this really could have been a great single. Give it a listen, and if you want, give me hell. This is called Overdrive.
Out of bed at the crack of noon, layer the music and have a swoon. I can't stop thinking of your face. La la la, the lunar maze. I'm 6 feet under the Bodhi tree with my crap new age philosophy. Diamonds where there once were stars. I'm sitting in Jane Mansfield's car. Yeah, yeah. I need to take a shower when I look at you. You sting and hurt like a bad tattoo. I wish you'd change my point of view. I cruise the canyon to get some breeze with hidden treasures up my sleeve. I like the light and hate the heat, but I'll lick the blood right off your street. Yeah, yeah, I'm cherry cola. We'll be right back.
That's all from what I think is their best era, the Scott Reynolds period, a cut called Can't Say, the B-side from their 1992 single Dot. And moving on, I don't know how much good French pop music is, because it seems like the only acts I ever hear about are Serge Gainsbourg, Jacques Dutronc, and Françoise Hardy. And Gainsbourg you hear a lot about, but not as much about Dutronc. Records by him are kind of scarce, but really worth hearing. In the mid-60s, he was a guitar player in a band called Toro and the Cyclones. And Françoise Hardy, she started out at about 17, playing the guitar and writing songs. But she didn't really get a lot of attention until she became a model and an actress and started to make a lot of records. And Dutronc was asked to write songs for her, and those songs did really well. They eventually got married. And so he struck out on his own as a recording artist. And I like Dutronc songs a lot. I like especially the ones they have this really solid rhythm and that are really unusual for their time. So I'm going to play this single called Et Moi, Et Moi, Et Moi, which is French for And Me, And Me, And Me. And I've always wondered if any club DJs ever mix with this. I think you'll hear it in the rhythm. And after that one, Françoise Hardy. But first, Dutronc from 1966, Et Moi, Et Moi, Et Moi.
Sept cent millions de Chinois, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec ma vie, mon petit schéma, mon mal de tête, mon boîte au foie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 80 millions d'Indonésiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec ma voiture et mon chien, son canigou quand il aboie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 300 ou 400 millions de noirs, et moi, et moi, et moi. Qui vais au brunissoir, au sauna pour perdre du poids. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 300 millions de soviétiques, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec mes manies et mes tics, dans mon petit lit, en plume d'oie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de gens imparfaits, et moi, et moi, et moi. Qui regarde Catherine Langer à la télévision chez moi, j'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 900 millions de crèves la faim, et moi, et moi, et moi. Avec mon régime végétarien et tout le whisky que je m'envoie, j'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 millions de Sud-Américains, et moi, et moi, et moi. Je suis tout nu dans mon bain avec une fille qui me nettoie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 50 millions de Vietnamiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Le dimanche à la chasse au lapin, avec mon fusil, je suis le roi. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. 500 milliards de petits martiens, et moi, et moi, et moi. Comme un con de Parisien, j'attends mon chèque de fin de mois. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. J'y pense et puis j'oublie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie.
Lorsque sa bouche à mon oreille vient murmurer mille mots tendres, mille merveilles, mille secrets, c'est à l'amour auquel je pense. et que j'espère et que j'attends. Lorsque ses lèvres sur les miennes viennent se poser et qu'il me tient entre ses bras très fort serrés, c'est à l'amour auquel je pense et que j'espère et que j'attends. L'amour que j'appelle en silence à cet instant. Un jour il vous jure, je t'aime, mais déjà le lendemain il n'est plus le même. Je ne suis plus rien lorsque ses yeux au fond des miens viennent plonger et que mes cheveux par sa main sont caressés. C'est à l'amour auquel je pense et que j'espère et que j'attends. L'amour que j'appelle en silence à cet instant. Un jour il vous jure je t'aime, mais déjà le lendemain il n'est plus le même. Je ne un beau matin, il m'a quitté, laissé seul avec mon chagrin. C'est à l'amour auquel je songe. Je me demande à ce moment s'il n'existe que dans les songes. Bien, vraiment.
That's Françoise Hardy with Cesta l'amour à quel je pense, which I think is an idiom that translates roughly to the love on my mind, which, come to think of it, also applies to our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the best brownies you've never tasted. They're not yet available in stores, in part because of the Schwab family, who owns and operates the New Generation Baking Company here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, haven't yet settled on all the varieties these brownies should be available in. Intern Zip did almost nothing but taste test different varieties of brownies this week, and he was nice enough to send over his scorecard. Let's take a look at this. See, he's got a vested interest in the Schwab settling on a final set of varieties because Zip is in charge of package design and marketing, and he's under some time pressure. So let's see what scored highest. Ugh. Iced tea, then barbecue, then salmon. I'm not sure I'm getting this. At first I didn't think I was reading it. Carob. At least that one can be sweet, but it's in fourth place. And then dead last is chocolate fudge. Well, that's not at all like what I've tried, but and it seems a little odd. It also seems to sort of show that, I don't know, being different just to be different, I don't think is a strategy. It's just self-consciousness. You know, giving of yourself is going to work best if you give something that people want. That's something that maybe these guys could bear in mind. They're delicious, they're nutritious, and even surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. Just you wait and see. Okay, back to the music. From Canada, the Ugly Ducklings formed in 1965, and like most acts of that time, they owed a lot to the Rolling Stones, but they wrote decent original songs, and by 1966 they had a very good LP out called Somewhere Outside that's very much worth seeking out. And they got national airplay in their country with at least two singles, one called Nothing, and then this one that I want to play called Just In Case You Wonder. from 66, The Ugly Duckling.
Not too much more.
And that's the Meat Puppets with an acoustic or unplugged or whatever you call it, Up on the Sun, recorded live at Slim's in San Francisco, California, April of 1993. And that's most of the program. Time for one more, an anthem of hope. In my own life, 7 Seconds was sort of the gospel music of my youth from 1985 and the EP Walk Together, Rock Together. Here's Strength. Years on, just keep telling yourself, what we have is strength. Thank you for listening. Our program was produced this week by Rudy Day and written by Tony Nominee. You can email us comments, long distance dedication, or music trivia questions to morelosttime@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show using iTunes, or follow what we listen to in the office through Twitter @MoreLostTime. And if you're a music fan on Facebook, consider joining Dan Pockett's Music Obsession by adding the group as a friend. And if you like the music played here but also like current rock, read the Clicky Clicky music blog by Googling the phrase Clicky Clicky. You know, they hosted a live stream of the new Mogwai documentary last week, so you could have watched that for free. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet, for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the show. This has been the sound of More Lost Time.